T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Fleming on the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game as the Giants drop another one. Their fourth, that's their fifth straight loss last night. Lost the last game, that two-game set against the Tigers. They got swept over the weekend by the White Sox. They lose last night in Phoenix. And Carlos Rodon basically said they just got to, something's got to change. The energy in the clubhouse has to change. Flynn, who joins us every single week on the morning roast. Good morning, Flynn. Do you eat quinoa? How about some food talk instead of Giants talk today?
You missed one of those losses. You were learning how to cook quinoa. of course I eat it. You don't like it?
Oh, I love it. It's helping my figure. I love quinoa during the week. Laying off the meats a little bit. I get a little bit, but like I was at the game Sunday and the nachos looked so damn good. And I was tempted, and I had to self-restraint to stay away from the nachos, and I felt proud about that.
Yeah, you should. I've been a vegan now for 2 years, so quinoa, all kinds of stuff like that. That's a big part of what I do. Ballparks are tough for me now. Some are getting a little better about it. The problem for me is that like if I need to get something at a ballpark. You know, a lot of times my choices are like, well, French fries, you can have French fries. I eat a lot of French fries. It's probably not that great for the overall health. It kind of defeats the purpose in a way.
Nah, it's not bad being vegan. I'm proud of you, Flip. Man, I had no idea. Quinoa, I've really, you know, my girl and I have almost been together for almost 6 years, and she's tried to get me on quinoa over that course of time, and now I've fully committed to it Monday through Friday, and then we'll have a cheat day or whatnot. So I had a cheat day Friday night at the yard where I saw the Giants accumulate 3 hits and score 0 on fireworks night. And then Sunday we attended the game, and it got ugly there. It got ugly on that Sunday against the White Sox, and the energy in that stadium just wasn't there. And I get it because the Giants are playing defense. They're not hitting. And outside of Webb and Rodon, they're just not pitching. Tyler Rogers, man, you feel bad for him. Yesterday he goes into a 4-3 game, gives up the 2 runs, and you feel like the game is over, Flip.
Yeah, and it's happening a lot with that was a good example yesterday, I thought, Tyler Rogers. I mean, it's really hard to evaluate the Giants pitchers right now because they're not getting any defensive help. I mean, it's happening every day. And so it's just hard to, you know, Rodon, I think you could say Rodon, even though the Giants were not clean behind him. Part of that was his own. You know, he didn't cover first quickly enough. That was a big play. Rodon wasn't quite as good as he has been. He still was fine. He was good, but he wasn't quite as good as he has been yesterday. But so many times here, it's just really hard to figure out, are the Giants pitchers doing their jobs? Because the ERA, the runs allowed, doesn't give you a good idea. I think for the most part, the Giants pitchers have done an excellent job. So it's been really frustrating. I was talking to Brandon Crawford yesterday, though, about this whole idea of energy and do the Giants need to pick up their energy level? What's going on? And I think he did make a good point with me. He's like, well, it's true, but so much of energy in this sport comes from hitting. You know, if you are swinging the bats and hitting the ball over the wall and scoring some runs, mm-hmm. you've got energy. Mm-hmm. And if you aren't, then you don't. And it's hard to fake it. And, you know, so all the other problems for the Giants right now, these last 2 weeks, they just have not been swinging the bats, and it makes everything look like it's lifeless or dead or whatever the words people are using, when in reality, I think it's just that Giants need to swing the bats like they know they can, and that will solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah, and Dave, you referenced the pitching and how it's been excellent. Is that just me being a prisoner of the moment? Because prior to you coming on here, you know, we've seen some issues with the defense and, you know, them not being able to put runs on the board this weekend. Well, we've seen them put runs on the board this season. I think they can get back to that. But to me, it just doesn't feel like Kapler has that many options to go with out of the pen. I mean, you could go with Harleen Garcia, and obviously Camilo Doval can be your closer. But other than that, Flem, it just... It's hard for me to have much faith in this bullpen right now and feel good when we get to the sixth and the seventh inning.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I understand why you say that, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been perfect lately. I still think, I mean, if me personally, I look at that Giants pen and think that almost everybody can do the job. I mean, mm-hmm. Dom Leone had a couple outings where the command wasn't quite the same. Dom Leone's had an excellent season overall. Sam Long's done the job that the Giants have asked him to do. He's not in a high leverage spot. Tyler Rogers, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that he's lost his eighth inning spot. You know, he's pitching earlier in games. But, you know, you guys were just saying, I mean, Tyler yesterday deserved a lot better than what ended up happening.
Right.
And maybe, you know, Tyler is just a bad match right now for the Giants infield defense. Giants infield defense isn't helping him enough. He needs really good infield defense. So, yeah, I mean, I think maybe in general, the point that you're making might be that the Giants don't have a ton of swing and miss strikeout arms in the bullpen. They don't have, you know, it's not a bullpen that's built around 100-mile-an-hour velocity and blow everybody away. And right now, the Giants' defense has been poor enough to where not just the starters, but the relievers too. If you're not striking people out, you're putting yourself in danger. That, you know, whether that's temporary or not, that obviously, that has to change. And I still have faith that the Giants have the right mix in that bullpen. I do.
Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game joins us every single week, the voice of the Giants. Also, a little college football, a little golf, a little college basketball, you name it. Dave Fleming does it with the play-by-play. What's the overall mood? You're talking about the mood and the energy or whatnot, but, you know, when you don't play good defense, I can't imagine the mood being good for the Giants. And have you ever seen a defense this bad with the Giants in recent memory, man? They are just kicking the ball around, simple plays, covering first base, trying to turn double plays. The defense has been very, very poor, especially during this recent slump.
It has been. It's frustrating. It's been shocking. It's mostly the same group that was a really good defensive team last year and was excellent at making the routine play and made some spectacular plays too. Now, you know, Gabe Kapler, and I agree with him. He always says whenever I say something like that, or you know, we can't compare to last year. That's not, it's just not productive. It's not fair. And I agree with that. Like last year, the Giants just played so perfectly mm-hmm. for most of the year. It is hard to make that comparison, but it's just, you know, you just rack your brain thinking, well, how, this is the same group. How could it be this different? I can't remember a Giants team that struggled on defense more than this. And I don't know what that is. I don't know whether that's a preparation issue. Sure doesn't seem that way. I mean, I'm around the team. They prepare, it looks to me, in the same way that they always have.
Right.
Concentration issue, maybe. I mean, you know, it's possible that things aren't going quite as well. Maybe there's a subconscious thing of, hey, you know, we know we're good. We're going to get there eventually. Maybe there needs to be a little more urgency. Maybe. I mean, that's all sort of like playing amateur psych stuff. But
right.
There's no good reason why they are playing defense the way that they are. There's no good reason. I mean, when Crawford's not in there, that is a big factor. Now, Brandon, has even Brandon's defense been as good? It hasn't been. But they sure do miss it when he's not in there.
And speaking of the defense, Flem, we have Dave Fleming here, obviously, joining us on 95.7 The Game. David Villar, who made his debut yesterday. Now, he did boot a ball in the infield, but from the batter's box, he still did make an impact with the bat. What did you see from David Villar, who was recently called up from the River Cats? What did you see in his debut?
Yeah, and he's a good example of, like, look, he's a first baseman, third baseman. The Giants are trying desperately to find more versatility with a lot of their young players. So he's, for the first time in his whole career, is playing second base. He started to do it maybe a month ago in AAA. So you're talking about a guy who, even though he's a lifelong baseball player, he knows the game, he works his tail off. You know, you're asking this guy at the very highest level in his major league debut to play a position that he's not familiar with. And so, yeah, it's not going to be perfect for him out there. What was pretty darn impressive was the way he swung the bat. I mean, I think the thing that I like about him is that he truly earned his way to the big leagues. You know, this guy was an 11th round pick, not to say he wasn't a big prospect. He was on the Giants radar early on because he's always performed. But when you're an 11th round pick out of college, signed for, you know, a small bonus, you're not showing up on the prospect list right away. You gotta play well to get attention. And that's what this guy did. He set the AA franchise record for home runs last year and got a chance to play, even though he wasn't an invite to big league spring training, got a chance to play in some big league spring training games this spring. And Gabe Kapler said, huh, that guy, he looks the part. He looks like he belongs. He goes to AAA, and he's got 21 home runs. He's leading the Pacific Coast League in home runs and slugging percentage. He forced the Giants' hand. He played so well, swung the bat so well, that he made them make a move. And that, I love stuff like that. To me, that's, you know, it's one right thing. You got a need, you got this, you got that. It's another thing for a guy just to perform so well that the team has to give you a shot. Now, is he going to stick forever? The roster is going to get crowded here as Crawford comes back, as Luis Gonzalez comes back, as Tyro Estrada comes back. It's going to be tight, but if you keep swinging it like he did last night, make him make a tough decision. I like the guy. I think he can help this team.
You know, Flem, it's been a couple years now, but I will never, ever get used to watching Bumgarner pitch in an Arizona Diamondbacks uniform. How conflicted or confusing is it for you to see it, and you're there calling the game, you see it, and you've seen it now for a couple years. It's something that you'll never get accustomed to seeing, is Bumgarner in a different uniform.
Yep, it's still hard for me, and I just, you know, part of it is I do care about him a lot. You know, I said it on the air yesterday. We were walking down to the Giants clubhouse to go have our little chat with Gabe Kapler, and in the tunnel there was Bum, and you know, it's his day to pitch, so I wasn't gonna you know, go up and and bug him. Well, he immediately flagged me down. I went over, I gave him a big hug, we chatted for 10 minutes.
What's that conversation like with Bum? You guys talking rodeo? You talking golf? What are you guys doing?
Definitely not golf. That's choice number 1,000,000. We talked about baseball mostly. Yeah. You know, I was asking him how his gang was doing, how his wife Allie was doing, but mostly about his team and his experience in Arizona and what things are like for him there. And so, you know, Bum always, I always thought this about him. He, you know, for a guy who put on this air of, you know, sort of swagger, and he was the Lone Ranger out there. The guy, number one, he loves to talk, and he loves to talk baseball, and he doesn't miss anything. He is such an observer. He watches everybody on the field on both sides. He has opinions about players. He's just a great guy to talk ball with because he just doesn't miss anything. And so, you know, even yesterday after that, okay, we go into the clubhouse, we go back upstairs, the game starts. I just, you know, there's a feeling of, gosh, I miss that guy. I miss having him around. He's such a character. He's right. Got opinions. He's funny. So, yeah, I'm never going to get used to it. I do wish him well, though, because he, for me, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I don't, as a Giants fan, I don't think I'm ever going to get used to seeing him in another uniform. Dave Fleming joining us here on the Roast on 95.7 The Game. One thing that we did see from the game, and this happened in the sixth inning, and subsequently after, we found out that Kurt Casale had suffered an oblique strain. Now, it's most likely that he's headed to the IL. Is this the time for Joey Bart to get called up? And is this the time for Joey Bart to possibly win his position back and be the catcher for the rest of the year for the Giants?
Yeah, I think the answer to both questions is yes. Joey's going to come back up. He's on the roster. It's the simplest move. The Giants have already had to make a lot of 40-man roster moves here of late, so they just, you know, they don't want to start maneuvering around to get somebody else here. I think in an ideal world, you give Joey a few more weeks of work away from the pressure of the big leagues. The whole idea of this was that Joey was going to get a low pressure scenario where he could work on some specific things without having to grind it out every day up here. Being a catcher in the big leagues is just so taxing. And so I think that was what the Giants wanted, that to last a little longer than it has. But you can't always choose the way it plays out. So I don't know whether he's had enough time to make a few changes that are going to help him at this level. I don't know. What I do know is that he can catch up here. He knows the Giants pitchers. The Giants pitchers all know him. They're comfortable with him. From that aspect, that part of the job, Joey can do the job. So he'll be here, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. He's another guy who, you know, now I sound like I'm just rooting for everybody, but I am rooting for him. He has put in so much hard work, and you just hate to see when a player does that and then it doesn't translate into on-field success right away. Because Joey has earned another shot, and I hope he takes it and runs it with it.
No doubt. Flynn, before we leave you, and Alex went on the mound against Tyler Gilbert tonight in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Kevin Durant, do you want him back on the Golden State Warriors? There's rampant rumors about KD or maybe the Warriors being interested. We understand it's Kevin Durant, one of the all-time greats, but personally, I feel conflicted. I like seeing the youngsters ascend with the Golden State Warriors and win a championship. You can see Wiggins reinvigorate himself in the NBA. You want Kevin Durant back?
Do I want him back?
Do you?
Hard-hitting questions
here, Hard-hitting questions, Flynn.
I do not want Kevin Durant back. I don't. I don't want that to come across as too mean.
No doubt.
Frankly, I find it impossible to believe. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I find it impossible to believe that there's interest on both sides. I just, I don't, that doesn't sound right to me at all. Everybody, what you were around, I mean, the way that ended. Everybody needed to be away from each other. Mm-hmm. Like, that was an all-time example of we're tired of each other and we can't stand next to each other anymore. So now, a couple years later, we're going to run that back. No, thank you. Super talented guy. And, you know, I hope he finds peace somewhere along the way. But that's a guy who right now is having a hard time finding the perfect spot. And maybe it's not about them. Maybe sometimes it's about you.
Oh. Well said, Flem. Well said. And with that, we'll leave you. We'll talk next Monday, and we'll see where the Giants are at. Last time we talked to you, they were about 6 games over .500. Now they're 2 games over .500. They got to right the ship in a hurry here. They're losing ground in the wild card, and of course, the NL West, as the Dodgers are up 9.5 on the Giants after this recent slump. Flynn, have a good one, man. Hopefully you enjoyed your holiday weekend. We'll talk next week.
The good news about this sport is you got lots of games, lots of time.
No doubt.
But the bad news about this sport is that this isn't a snap your fingers and things change. I mean, it's hard. This is the hardest sport to do something like what the Giants are trying to do, get out of this funk. And so I hope next week that they have shown some signs, because there's a lot of baseball to be played and they can still get where they want to go. I mean, if you just close your eyes and think, okay, get in the playoffs and Logan Webb and Carlos Rodon are lined up for games 1 and 2, in a best of 5 series, you can say, oh, I can talk myself into that.
Yep.
This team can do it.
Yep.
But they got to get it turned around. Talk to you guys soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.